V'hoya, Kisovid, Arachayim, HaKadosh writes, V'hoya is Lashon Simcha. L'hoyer, the Indian, that when is a person roi to be b'simcha? Only when he's in Eretz Yisrael. V'hoya, Kisovid, Al-Aretz. How could a person be Sameach when he's in Chutz La'aretz? When you're in Eretz Yisrael, you're able to be b'simcha. The idea that V'hoya is Lashon Simcha is brought in other places. The emesis we had a few weeks ago, it says, V'hoya, Im Shachoyach. So there's a way to read it. V'hoya, if you forget your simcha, so Tishkech es Hashem Aleikecha, you're going to forget about the B'Shefer also. A person has to know, even in Elul, yeah, to be B'Simcha. And the etzim, this concept is in the later end of Parsha also. V'Samachta B'Chol HaToiv, it says. And another shtickle of Eirachayim HaKadosh. V'Samachta B'Chol HaToiv, Ein Toiv El HaToira. That's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. And then he's Mamshech, this Eirachayim HaKadosh. Bavusta Nigin also, but I think the Eirachayim wrote it first. אם היו בני אדם מרגישים במסיקס והרעי וסטיב התוירו, היו משתגעים אחריה, ולא יחושב בעיניהם, ולא יחושב כסף וזוב למאומה, כי התוירו כולל אז כל התוירו שבעולם. So תוירו is בשמחה, ושמחת בכל התוירו. ידוע את איגלי טל, in the הקדומה, where he writes that Avada don't think that learning תוירו בשמחה is a grace of לגבי the לשמוע. That is the לשמוע. וכהנה, there's other מקורות to it. Faker, to be besimcha. You have later in the parasha, Tachas, Asher le'avartas Hashem alikecha, besimcha, uvituv leivov, meroiv kol. It's vital, the avoidness Hashem is besimcha. It's brought down, Reb Chaim Vital brings that when a person does a mitzvah, he has to realize to be besimcha, meroiv kol. If you would be told that for this pu'ula of a mitzvah, you're going to be giving elef alfei din reizov a kesef, so there would be a givisa simcha, meroiv kol. On every mitzvah it's like that. And the tvi is tachas ha-shaloi avarata, that you didn't realize that the avoid is to such a level that you can get so much from each mitzvah. There's a different way to read the pasuk. The Kotzka would say, tachas ha-shaloi avarata es Hashem alikecha. And there's a tvi on you that you weren't able to Hashem alikecha. But at least be ba'atzvus about that. No, you besimcha, mituv levo. You know, at least feel not bemeriris in a negative way, but a certain hargosha. You don't have to be besimcha about the situation you're in. Realize that there's a problem. There's another pshat I once saw. You know, a lot of times it's hard. You do a mitzvah with mutcher, and then when you're doing epis and andere inyan, that's all of a sudden, there you have a geschmack. The tachas ha-shalei v'arata, all of a sudden, for the other, the andere zachen, for that a person is suddenly besimcha v'tav leiva. Fakert. The avoidah should be that. The avoidah Hashem should be besimcha. And so another pshat, interesting, it says, tachas ha-shalei v'arata, Hashem alikecha besimcha, be'emes. The pasuk fears eyes, meiroiv kol. It's yidua. Yaakov Avinu says, Yeshli Koil, Ba Koil, Mikol Koil, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Yaakov is Yeshli Koil. Esav says Yeshli Roiv. And that's all the difference in the world. Roiv, a lot, but I still want much more. Yaakov says, no, Koil, I have everything I need. The difference of Tachas HaShlevarat, if you're avoid this Hashem is Mesimcha, is this Nakuda. If you're Margish Fakert, that Koil, Yeshlecha Koil, or Yeshlecha Roiv, and Adrab, you want more and more. So back again to the Tchilas HaParsha, V'hoya Kisavoy, we said V'hoya is the Orachayim HaKadosh, Lashon Simcha. Kisavoy. Kisavoy is Gematria 439. So Rav David Feinstein, Zatzal, he says, there's a remes there, but from the Brisbane of Sorum when it was Huftach, that they're going to go down to Mitzrayim and come back and eventually go through the 40 years in the Midbar and then come to Eretz Yisrael, it's 439 years. 440 years, Betzim. So Kisavei after Kisavei after Kisavei after 439 years, then you will be Kisavei El Aretz. The first parsha, the sugya here is the sugya of Bikurim. What's the avoid of Bikurim? There's a few nakudas here, but a person that works in his field, and the emes is he could think, he did it, he planted, he was koitzer, he was ereya. A person has to be machder ba'atzmoy emuna that it's akol from the b'shefer. There's another Nakuda Vada in the Mikra Bikurim. There's two different mitzvahs. There's the Bikurim of Havoas Bikurim and Mikra Bikurim. It's two different mitzvahs in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. And this parsha is the Mikra Bikurim. The mitzvah of Havoas Bikurim is already in Parshas Mishpatim and Kisisa, Rashis Bikuri Ad Masva Tavi. There are some people, you go through the Mishnais and Bikurim, that are maybe the Eini Kairi, certain Oifanim, certain Matzavim, certain people are maybe the Eini Kairi. It's two different mitzvahs. But what's the aside of the Havoas Bikurim? Is the Etzem Havo is the Amunah. But the Mikra Bikurim, there's a Gvisa Hadgoshir of Akoras HaToif. But there's also a third Nakuda, and it's vital, it's all Meshach Shaichi. The Emes is, to the Bailim, the fact that it's a Rashis and it's the first, he has a Bezundur Chavivis. When he's giving it to the Kohen, for the Kohen it doesn't even make a difference. Ma'ichbas lay to the Kohen, if there's going to be that first one or not. But that's good for the Avoida, that you're doing it Gzeres Melech, it's a Gzeres HaKosov. And you're doing it Afal Pikein. So that's a few basic Shoyrishlik and Akudis. The Amunah, that you didn't do it, and that's also Nirmas in the Pasuk, the Amunah. It says, V'hoye ki Savoy. There are other places where it says, V'hoye ki Yiviyacha. Ki Yiviyacha is that the Bashefer brought you there. Ki Savoy is a person, is the Shprach, is that you think you brought yourself. If that's what you think, so now go bring Bikurim. Learn the message of Bikurim. You didn't do it. It's the Bashefer doing it. And it's total, there's another Inyan in Bikurim, the Hishtachavisa lefnei Hashem alikecha. Hishtachavoya is an Inyan of Hisbatlus, a Mukhletike Hisbatlus. On Yom Kippur we have also Hishtachavoya. The Yisoid of the Hishtachavoya is in Gansen Hisbatlus to the Bairi Olam. That's also expressed by Bikurim. Now, another detail that we said, Bezunder is by Mikra Bikurim, is the Hakaras HaToiv, the Shevach V'Hoidoya to the Bashefer. It's very interesting, the Rambam writes in Hilchis, Chametz u'matzah by Leila Seder. You know, we have a Muna Agantz Yor on Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's a mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim Agantz Yor. Yoyim, V'layla. But there's a Bezundere mitzvah by Bikurim, by Leila Seder. And Leila Seder, the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. But it's fascinating, if you go through the Psukim in the center of the Haggadah, there's Manishtana, Vodamayinu, and a few Maimarei Chazal, and a Mishnah, and various other things. But then in the middle is the drushes from the Sifra that we're darshaning the Psukim. And if you go through the Psukim, the structure of the Haggadah Shel Pesach is the Psukim in Parshas Bikurim, or Parshas Kisavak. We go through Arami Ovidovi and the Psukim of Bikurim, and word for word, we tie each word and then we take a drash, Shenemar, and we quote a Pasuk in Navi, somewhere else, that references to those Psukim. The Rambam says in the Beferish, Kol Hamarba L'Saper B'drash Parshas Zu Harezeh Meshubach. There's a Bezunder Inyan on Leil Pesach that we're marba to be darshaning with the drash of Mikra Bikurim dafka. Because as we're being magdish, Mikra Bikurim is the parsha of the Haidah. Not just Amunah, Agantz Yor the Zemunah. Now this Shevach V'Haidah, mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim, using the structure of the Psukim of Parshas Bikurim, yes, and then darshaning on each word, bringing a pasuk in Shmoyz Ve'erboi, or in Novi somewhere, but the structure is on, and the Rambam says in verse, Kol Amar B'Lasaper B'drash Parshasu, the drash of Parshas Bikurim daika. Because that's the parsha of Haidah. We said another Nakuda though is Gzeiras Melech. Because the Bailam, his mamish, has the chavivas to that first pri. And the Kohen doesn't care, it's the same mali to him. If he didn't work, it's not his. It's the same to Eino or Rima, or the Shivas Aminim, whatever it is. But you do it because it's Gzeiras Melech. Hadvarim Matimim, it's always Parshas Bikurim, we lay in right before Rosh Hashanah. Everyone knows the famous Rambam that he says that the Indian of Shofar is Uri Yishenim B'Shinaschem, but you have to know how to be Medayik a Rambam. The Rambam is not on Hilchas Shofar. The Rambam is not on Hilchas Shofar. The Rambam is on Hilchas Tshuva. And on Hilchas Tshuva he writes, and he's makdim, he prefaces, Afal pi shetkiyah Shofar gzeiras melechu. Remez yesh bedovar Uri Yishenim B'Shinaschem mitad meischem. Dehainu, be'etzem Shofar is gzeiras melech. Lama Toikin, Rahman Amartiku, Gzeres Melech. There are sources that fakir be'etzim the shofar's ma'ir din, not rachamim. Then why do we do it? Rahman Amartiku, Gzeres Melech. And when the Rambam's bringing a tam for shofar, he goes and brings it in Hilchas Tshuva, as a remez yesh bedor for Hilchas Tshuva. But b'mahus shofar, as well as v'shtelling tzu in Bikurim, b'mahusoy, is Mikra Bikurim, is Gzeres Melech. In the Mikra Bikurim though, that we're saying it's Akoras HaToiv, it's fascinating, in a bitui of Akoras HaToiv, we go and go back to the beginning of the story, Arami Ovidovi, and we go into details. You don't just talk about that pomegranate that's in front of you right now. The Tzura of Akoras HaToiv is to go and be Ma'ayin, even in the small pratim, and also to see the larger picture and give a whole story. Rami Rabbi Rabbi, Masla Bignos, a whole surah. And it's very interesting. I saw it brought down from Rabbi Avigdor Miller's Zatzal. We say that we have the Toichach of Parshas Kisavoi Tichlashana Vekil Loiseha Tochel Shana Vebirchoiseha. It's not time that Parshas Bikurim is right here for that also. If a person wants, and it's a Yisoid in Shuvah, it's a Yisoid for the whole Chibur of Elul to Rosh Hashanah. If a person wants to be Zoicha to a Shana Chadosha with Gzeiris Toivais, give a Karas a Toiv on the previous year. Don't just focus on the Tzaris. But a Shevach Vaido Al Kol HaToiv Asher Gmalonu is a trigger that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will weiter, want to, and will, and in the Hashkoch Al Yoyinu will be Mamshech, the Toiv. It's a different way of looking at it. Now it says you bring in the Bikurim and you put it in a tene, a basket. The Reish Chaim HaKadosh says tene, gematria 60. Keneged the Shishim Mesechtes of Shas. A person has to take his Bikurim, his first limud, but then he has to take it further and further and put everything into the basket. Eventually the matara is that a person has to know the whole Shishim. A person has to be a goyin. Nowadays there's inflation, everyone's a goyin. A rav a goyin, a rav. Going is gematria 60. Going. 60. Tene, gematria 60. Shisha Mesechtes. The Shach, Alatoira, the Shach, in Alatoira and Pasha Shemini, one of the Talmid Arizal, the Shach, not the Shach from Choshi Mishpat. The Shach, Alatoira, he writes, it says, Ezeh Toichel Mikol Asher B'mayim, this is who you're supposed to learn with. Mikol Asher B'mayim, Mayim, Ein Mayim Alatoira. Who's the Rebbe that you're supposed to learn by? Kol Asher Yeshloi Snapir V'Kaskeses. He says, Snapir is Sefer Nun Yud. Nun Yud is 60. Someone that knows the Shishim Masechtes. Sefer, Snapir, Sefer Nun Yud. Who should you learn with the Mayim of Torah? A Rebbe that has Snapir, Sefer Nun Yud. He knows all 60 Masechtes. And also that he has Kaskeses. It's a little bit of a... We did a Gematria yet today? This is a little bit of a complex Gematria. Kaskeses, Gematria 1200, is Gematria Talmud Chochem Bal Maisev B'chol Koichoi. That's another Maila in the Rebbe. Kaskeses. Or Besapir, Snapir, Sefer Nun Yud. The Shishim Masechtes. The Gemara says in Bava Kamma, Daf Tzadi Beis, there's a whole list of memories over there about Menoha Milsa the Amri Inchi. What's the source for various memories that people would say? The Veldzogt. So the Gemara says, Menoha Milsa the Amri Inchi, Basar Anya Azla Ani Yusa. Poverty goes after the poor people. It goes together. The rich goes with the rich. The poverty goes with the poor. The Gemara says, what's the makar? Amalei the Tanan. Because it says, by Bikurim, Teragimel, Shneches, the Mishnah describes that the Ashirim would bring their Bikurim with gold and silver baskets, and the Kohen would receive it, take the basket, take the fruits out, and return the basket to the maybe HaBikurim. But the Aniyim would come with Kalsois, push at the baskets, and they... The Kohen would take it with the basket even. And he wouldn't even get his basket back. His $2 basket, he wouldn't get his basket back. The Anias, he loses that even on that. He loses his basket. The Osher gets his golden basket back. What's Takir Pshat? So there's a very interesting Pshat from Aaron Bakst. He said, Shtel Tzichfar, the Ani doesn't have that much fruit. So he's coming with a basket, but he doesn't want to bring a little, like, tiny little... He wants to show that it's like a mechubit. So he fills up the basket with paper and just stuffing. And on top, he puts his little few pomegranates, this... Now, if the coin that's receiving the Bikurim is going to start taking it out right away, you see it's full of paper mache, it's full of... But the usher, Mestamash, Tal Tzichfar, his whole basket, it's a whole mechubit. You take it out and you show the echos and the kamos of the Bikurim. And I add, if this usher had a scam and he filled it with paper, let's show him. Let's show him one. And then you return him his basket. Now, Bikurim is from the Shivas Haminim. When we say Shivas Haminim, Chitim and Se'orim are only two of the Shivas Haminim, even though Chitim and Se'orim is, really, there are five Chameshes Minei Dogon. Chitim has a subcategory called Kusmin. And Se'orim has a subcategory called Shibay Lushuol and Shifan. So there are Chameshes Minei Dogon, but there really are only two, Chitim and Se'orim. And then there's another five Peiros when we say Shivas Haminim. Rimon, Teina, Tamar, Shemen, and Yayin. It's interesting, there's a Gemara that has a Havamina that matzah has to be made out of something that's from the Shivas Haminim. I'm sorry, enough of them all. There's a Shiloh Lagabi Bikurim, I'm sorry. The Gemara has a Havamina that maybe matzah has to be brought from something that you bring Bikurim. Is there Bikurim? It's a big machalikas achrayim there. Is there Bikurim only on Chitim and Sa'irim? Or is there also Bikurim on Kusmin, Shiboyel, Shoyel, and Shifa? Because again, we have in Dogon we have two, which turns into five, but then in the big seven, it only counts as two. Kalvimadvar Mamor, I saw an interesting diak in the Ravid. There's a big machalikas rishonim. What is chayiv in Truma midoraisa? We know that it says in the Gemara, Trumas Yerokos is the Rabbanon. But there's a big machlokes Mishainim. In the Rambam, in Hilchos Trumas and Perek Beis, he says, all Peiros are chayiv in Truma midoraisa. Even though the Torah says, Dagon, Chameshes mini Dagon, Tiroish v'yitzar, wine and oil. But Avada doesn't stop there. All Peiros are doraisa. Also apples, apricots, yeah. Vegetables not. And they're staying in Rambam. But many Mishainim argue, and they learn that no, only Dagon, Yayin, and Shemen. Atke dekach, there's a Ramban that has a tzad, there's a stira Ramban, a stira from Ramban and Chumash to Ramban and Bamatzia. Whether Yayin and Shemen is only Chayim in the Raisa when it's in the form of Yayin and Shemen. Even grapes and olives, not. Most Rishonim argue that grapes and olives are also still Tiroish v'yitzah. But other Shar Peirois, that's like Maisa Yerok is the Rabbanon. I saw Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he brings in Hilchis Trumas over the Perek Beis. He brings, the Rambam says that all Peiros are Chayiv Deraisa, and the Reb Chaim brings over Harbe Rishonim Cholkim, and it's a beautiful stickle there in the Derech Hamuna, in the Sharatzin over there, he brings like 42 Rashis, and then a whole bunch of Tosin. He sat one day, he wrote them, and he's from Ruffus through Uxin, and he's writing through all the Rashis, Tosin, and a host of various other Rishonim that all hold that Shar Peiros are the Rabbanim. But Toichat Varam, the later in the Bir Alochi, has an interesting diet. There's a Raivin in Hilchas Macholas Asuris. It's a whole, in Macholas Asuris, Hilchas Macholas Asuris, in Kedusha. And he's talking about tevel something, and he says over there, "V'zdavar zehu b'tevel b'kol shiva minim." So he's mesupik. Does tevel shiva minim? There's one day in the Rishonim that hold that even though other peiros are not doiraisa, apples, apricots, over the shivas minim is chayiv in truma doiraisa. Remind tamar teina, not just yayin and shemen, grapes and olives. Also, Rimon Tamar and Teina. There is a day like that. There's a Shittim Kubensis, a Mamatzin like that. He says, that's what the Ravid's saying. Shivas Minim Betevel. So he says, no. Efshe Shivas Minim Betevel means Chitim Kusmin, Sa'irin, Shibar, Shul, Shifoin, Yayin, and Dvash. Not the Rimon, the Tamar, and the Teina. He's Mesupit. Kalach Hayad, a Ravid, and Hilchas Machal Sasuris that says Shiva Minim Betevel. He blibes Mesupit over there. Now we said the Mishnah Mikurim says there are some people that are maybe the Enei Koirei. Now one of them is a Ger, and then there's also a Shaila Lagabi Noshim. Because Noshim don't have a Chelek in Aret, so they're maybe the Enei Koirei. The Shaila is Frek the Turei Evan, Rabbi Kiva Eger. L'chayra Bikurim is a Mitzvah Esei Shazman Groma. Why should Bikurim be Mitzvah Esei Shazman Groma? First of all, according to one Girsa in the Mishnah and Megillah, you only bring Bikurim by day, not by night. Actually, it says, Vidoy Bikurim is only by day, not by night. The Mikra Bikurim. Oh, but then, L'chaira, technically, if the Mikra Bikurim is only by day, so Memeila the Hava is only by day, by default. Is that called Zman Groma? Because if it would be called Zman Groma, so then L'chaira Isha should also be Pater from Havos Bikurim. And truth is, even on the Mikra Bikurim, the Mishnah says they are Pater, but it says they're Pater because Ein Chelek Baaretz. Typically, because the Mikra is Zman Groma. Another Kasha that the Turei Evan asks is that Havos Bikurim is only till Chanukah, and Mikra Bikurim is only till Sukkos. From Sukkos to Chanukah, maybe the Ein Koyrei. That also should be a Siba that it should be considered Zman Groma. Inside the Havo, inside the Mikra Bikurim. Another, and there's a whole arichas on that, as Zman Groma topic. Another issue is the sugya in Baba Basra Daf Pei Aleph. A person only brings Bikurim if he owns the karka. Now it says if you sell someone three Ilanois, Shloisha Ilanois, then avada the umdin is you're selling the karka as well, in which case you own the karka and you bring bikurim. One ilon, for sure you're just selling him the tree as is and it's not the karka. Shtei ilonis is a suffix. And look at the Gemara, since it's a suffix, maybe the ain't a kairi. No, the shaila is, the Gemara says, why don't you just say, you know, just it's just psukim, just say the psukim. And it's before, no, that when we're psukim, if you're not supposed to be kairi, it's not pasha. You're not supposed to be kairi if it's not the, if it's not the thing. It's interesting, the Rambam brings, fascinating, zach, what's the shear of bikurim? We know by Truma Lamashal, the shear is kol shu chita achas b'teres ha-sakri. Midrabanan, there was a takana of 1/50th, 1/60th, 2%, 2.5%, 1/40th. What's the shear by Bikurim? The Rambam brings a shear of Echad Mishishim. Tenes Shishim. There's a remes. Tenes Shishim. The Goyin has another cheshbon. He works out why the shear is Echad Mishishim. But it's a marvel to Gazach. If it's Echad Mishishim, what do you do with Bikurim? See, Truma, if a guy's huge gevir and he has a huge sada with thousands and thousands of acres of karka, fine. So 2% of it is Truma, Poseidon. Let it be hundreds and thousands of pounds of produce. So yeah, he has to give it to the Kohen, Poseidon. I got it. But, you know, Meiser Sheni, that's 9%, yeah? That's a lot. After you took off Meiser Sheni, yeah? And you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. But how are you going to schlep up 500,000 pounds of produce from the Golan to Yerushalayim? What's the eitz of Meiser Sheni? You paid it. Money, giving the money to Yerushalayim, fine. But Bikurim, the Rambam says that Bikurim is Echad Mishishim. What is the guy supposed to do? He has to bring 500 gemolim. A guy that has a lot of sadas. Echad Mishishim. It's a pellet. Reb Chaim Kanievsky talks about it there in the Derech Hamun. Yeah, vada, but vada. The Mishnah says in Bikurim, all the Bali Umnius in Yerushalayim would stand up and be mechabed the people that are coming to bring the Bikurim. And the Bartanur over there says, he says, even though the Bali Umnius don't have to stand up for a Talmud Chacham because they're in the middle of working, and you're not mevatel memalachtam, or chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, that's more than covered of a Talmud Chacham, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, that you stand up for them. And he says, that's the reason why we stand up by the Levaya, because there are people doing the mitzvah of the Levaya Sameis, and you stand up by a Bris Mila, they're coming to bring the mitzvah. I don't know, you stand up when a person's going to a chuppah, there's a holy, you stand up, you don't stand up. I saw brought down from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, he says, there's a minig that we stand by Yevarach David. He says, why do we stand up? In the middle of Pesukah Zimmer, by Yevarach David, we stand up. He says, why do you stand? He says, because it's brought down, there's a minig, you're supposed to give tzedakah, by Yevarach David. You're standing up for the nice night tzedakah. So they asked him, so why do you stand on Shabbos? What? But the Olam is not like to, but the Olam is not like to do that during Pesukim Zimra by Yevarach David on Shabbos. The minig of Chevron Yeshiva is they don't say L'dover Hashem by Ma'ariv, only by Shachris. There's a whole hesbet to it. Someone told me he davens Ashkenaz and Sfarad. By Mincha he's, as you know, by Mincha he's Ashkenaz, by Ma'ariv he switches to Nesach Sfarad. But he said, he doesn't say, they don't say the David. Why? Because you don't say Tanakh by night. But what about Friday night and Lel Shishi and Lel Shabbos? You are allowed to say Tanakh. And you still don't say the David. Why pull?
Who's asked?
I mean,
the Chama
and
Dawarah.
The what? The Chama and Chesis and Dawarah. Yeah, okay, yeah, let's see. Yeah, there's other sugis here also besides Bikurim. They come to Har Grizim and Har Eval, and there's a whole avoid over here that we put them into Klal Yisrael, into two Horim, and we do Brachos and Klalos. It's unclear what's the Cheshbin of which Shvatim. There's a lot of Cheshbinus when Menashe and Ephraim is a Shevet, when Levi is a Shevet, and Bechlal, how you reckon the Shvatim, the Bnei HaShvachos, the Bnei Rachel and Leah. Aber specifically the cheshbon of which shvatim went to Har Grizim and Har Eval, it's a very unclear seder. I once heard someone made a mathematical cheshbon that to break up 12 shvatim into two groups of six, there's a lot of, someone will figure out how many combinations there are of breaking up a group of 12 into two groups of six. But knowing the population of the 12 Shvatim, the closest that the same amount of people were on both mountains was dafka these six and that six. That comes the closest in the Cheshbon. You have to work out, okay, also a theory. Interesting. Now it says that they would write, Moshe Rabbeinu was told to write the Torah b'shivim lashon, and then v'sadat ta'oysim basid, you covered it over with like sid. There's a famous Shuvas Rabbi Kiveger, he brings the Lev Yeschein, who already brings earlier Rachmanin, the Beis Hillel, and other Rachmanin that are handling. Is it so poshut? Is it mechikas shame when you, let's say there was an old sefer with thick paper, parchment paper, that you wanted to cover it with sid? Is it a problem that you're being moichik the shame? And there's a whole nidnan about it. And Toichat Varm, they want to bring a riot because over here that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did. And there's a whole arichas is derived from the fact that you put the sid or taking off the sid. Is it considered mechikas shame? So I heard an interesting aura. By a soita, the Torah says to be moichik the shame. By Yevamis, the Torah says to be born in Eishasach. So Hashem Ted, write the Shivim Torah and Shivim Lashon and cover it with Sid. What's the raya that is or isn't Oiskahal and the Gedorah of Mechik Hashem? If that's what Hashem told him to do, he told him to do it. Ulai, Pshat is, by Mechik Hashem of Soita, that's what the Torah said, be Moichik the Shem. Yeah, I get it. But over here, there was a Sipur Dvorim that the Torah said to be Mesad B'Sid. Can you bring a raya that vice toys that it's Oiskahal in the Gedorah of Hilkas Mechik Hashem? Interesting thought, but Rabbi Kveger Zichur is Bahonachtina Besalkina and a whole Nidin. At one point, he wanted to say that it only said it in the other Shivim Lashon, not in Lashon Kaidish, and it's less of a problem. The Emes is, though, it's Takanat Pashon. What was written on those Avonim? The Ibn Ezra brings Afanard here from the Rav Sadia going. He says there was a Likut of the Taryag Mitzvahs. Lo Yitochen that it wrote the whole Torah from Bereshus to Le'enei Kol Yisrael in 70 languages on these Avonim. But the Ramban brings that and he says, no. They were very big avon, or it was a nace, and they were able to put kol ha'terukula shivim lashon on these avonim. Nowadays, in the digital age, the emes is it's very possible to have. You can put on one screen all shivim lashon, a lot more poshut information, zeros and ones. Yeah, but it's all able to be there. So we're able to be masig that you could have more masig or something. So I told this to somebody. He says, yeah, but it was stone. I said, okay, so in the Stone Age, they didn't understand that there's a digital age. This is a madrega that even on an oven you could have, you know, windows. We'll work it out. You can understand it on a computer. So did they have it even on an oven? What was his? The Ramban says it's nice. I'm just being masber. The Saber is as a oizen. The Alshach writes Beferish. He says also, he says it was called Terakula. And it was Benes. The Meiri brings it was only safe for Dvarim. There are various shittas. What was written on this? These are Vonim. The Abar Benel writes, the Bechina of these Avonim, with Kol HaTerukula, parched, carved down on stone, he says, there's a mezuzah on a bayis. What's a mezuzah? On a door. A little me'en of Torah, specific those two parashas, on a cloth. A mezuzah to the shahr of Eretz Yisrael, the whole Eretz Yisrael, we want to have a bigger mezuzah. The mezuzah that was shtel davek to the Knesset, to Eretz Yisrael, is Kol HaTerukula, or whatever each sheet of holes was written on these Avonim. That's the mezuzah, the biggest mezuzah. That's the mezuzah that's entering into Eretz Yisrael. Now it says they wrote the Torah in Shivim Lashon. Rashi says, Ba'er Hetev, Shivim Lashon. The Marsha and Soita says, Hetev is Gematria 70. Nachman style. Hey Yud Beis is Gematria 70. But there's a Shaila in the Achronim. If 70 means with Lashon Kodesh, or it's 70 besides Lashon Kodesh. There's a lot of there's a lot of brachas and klolos in the There's an interesting idea over here. There's a pasuk, Oror Shoichev Im Choy Santoy. It's Yadua, the Shitas HaRamban. The Ramban says, the same way we know if a person after his wife dies, when a person marries Isha, he's usher to Achoysa, actually to seven of her relatives. Achoysa, Ima, Emavia, mother and grandmothers, and Bita and Basbita Basbinov, right? Sister, mothers, daughters, up, down, and across. Seven relatives of your wife. We know that after the wife dies, you mutter to achoisa. That's mutter. Achoisa is mutter. Only bechayeh it's also. Chamoisa is a machlekes tanoim with the sugi nivamas there, and it's an hedrin. And there's a tzad that chamoisa, once the wife dies, you're not also to chamoisa. But according to the Ramban, according to one of the shittas, there's no lav, there's no karis, there's no sreifa. But there's orr. This din, orr, shoychevim chaysante, does blight. So I saw Rav Dov Landau in his Derech Halimud when Tefchap Nafkeminis on something, on this Nakuda of the Ramban, he clears a few interesting shilas, there's a whole list, I'll give you a few digmois. Lemoshel, Isuri Arayis, it's not only Asur Gemar Bia, it's Asur even Hara, Tchilas Bia. But the Gemara in Yevamos learns that Bazunder from Sukkim, how do you know this chorus by Hara, Mises Bezdin, Lav, Essay, every one of this dargus of Yisurim needs a bazunder yafusa. Is there hara by oror? Another issue, the Gemara in Yevamos handles, whenever this Isra arises, is it only an Isra on the man or even on the woman? And the Gemara has yafusa's bazunder by the chorus, by the lav, that she's also muzher in the Isra. What about this Isra of Orashaychev Chesanta? Is it even on her? Rabbi Kiva holds that Vlad Mamzer is not only by chorus, even lav, even essay, the Gemara has a tzad. What about oror? With the Vlad B'mamzer. V'chohena, time and again, what would be the geder? There's a din of Yarek Val Yavar on Arayis. Or Shoichev Ev Chesanti is Gili Arayis, or it's another din, it's an egg in the geder. Or it has the din of Yarek Val Yavar. Where do you put the geder? Interesting, an interesting search island. You have the Tzadi Ches Klolis. It's brought down, a lot of sperm bring, that there's an Indian to make Meya Brachas B'chol Yoyim. The source is a Gemara in Menachas, Daf Mem Gimel, Tanya, Reb Meir, Oymer, Chayiv, Odom, Levorich, Meya Brachas B'chol Yoyim, Shenemar, Va'ata Yisrael, Ma'ashem Shoyel, Me'imach, Al-Tikri Ma, Ela Meya. Toises over there in Menachas brings that this Pasuk, Ma'ashem Shoyel, Me'imach, Kiyim Le'ira, has 99 letters. And the 99 letters, yeah, but then we say Al-Tikri Ma, Elameya, so there's a hidden aleph, yeah? There's 99 letters, Mo Hashem Shoyel Me'imach Kiyim Le'ira. But we darshan, I'll tikri Mo Elameya, yeah, Mo, and play on words of Meya, but then there's an extra aleph, so that's 100. But it's before that the pshat is that it's keneged the tzadi ches klolis. Now you want to have more bracha than klol. So you have to have an extra one. But there's 98 klolis. I know. Oh, but there's a pasuk that says, that the Eberster says, Gam kol choli v'chol ma'aka asher like suva b'sefer hazeh. Besides the 98 klolas in the Teicha, there's a klola that's like suva. The klola that's like suva also needs an ois connected. That's the ois that's like suva, the aleph. Mo Hashem Shoyel Me'imach has 99 letters to counter the 98 klolas. And the hidden aleph that's not written is the 100th that's connected the 99th klola. That's like suva. And that's how you have this gabris of the Meir Brachos. The Meir Brachos is brought down in Simen Mem Vav in Shulchan Aruch, and the Torah already brings from Rabbi Natrutnoi Goin that at the times of David HaMelech there was a Magefa and there were Meir Mason B'chol Yoin, and David HaMelech, to be misakin that, he was Hakim oil, Nu'um HaGever, Hakim oil, Gematria 300, Hakim oil, he was making them, and he said you should make Meir Brachos. So that's the Torah in Simen Mem Vav in Shulchan Aruch, and Simen Mem Vav brings this down. In Simen Reish Pei Dalid, in Hilchis Shabbos, it's brought down again, Legabi by Hilchis Kriyas HaTorah, the Mechaber alludes to it, that if need be, you can use the brachas of the Oilam LaTorah and the Haftorahs, or if not, get a banana or a snack or something, Bimash Lameh brachas. And then again, in Simen Reish Sadi, a Simen Shalim, Simen Reish Sadi, Shulchan Aruch is, you have a person that has to want Shabbos to eat Peiris and Megadim to Bimash Lameh brachas. There's a Gevaldik Musar Haskel here in the Meh brachas. There's a shaila that Mishabur already and the Paiskim say, does the cheshbon start from the night or from the day? Because there are some days in the week that you have long Shmoyne Esrei. Shabbos, you don't have Shmoyne Esrei. It's interesting. The Otzmal said that they called Shmoyne Esrei Shal Shabbos. I don't know. Tfilas Amida Shal Shabbos. Yeah, Shmoyne Esrei. It's a thing called Shmoyne Esrei. What? Well, because of Alam Hashinim. Yeah, okay. That's the one I shall like Suva. Yeah, okay. Light vlog. But Akoponim, whether you start at night or you start at day, that's interesting. Shiloh, you know, the Siddur HaTfilah starts, most Siddurim start from the morning, some start from Tikkun Chatzos. But, you know, Avram was Mesach and Shacharis. In Yiddishkeit, that's a Meirav is the first tefillah, but we don't say Avram was Masakin Meirav. Avram is on top, the Shachris. And there's a Shiloh, there's the Mea Brachis. Because, you know, if you start from the morning, then things would work out. Even though Shabbos, you have Meirav of Meitzah Shabbos to fill you in over there also. You got a couple extra ones. But there's a Musar Haskel here that the first 85, 87 Brachis go smooth. It's the last few. It's the last few when you have to really crunch down to get to the 400. And that's an Avoida that the Yitzhahara tries to stop us not to do with Dover Shalem. And Bazunder, Tenegedit, Sadi Cheskolos, Sadi Cheskolos, we want to do Meya Brachis. We want to talk to have a Hashlama. We want to have a Shlemus of a Siyam. Siyam is Rosh Hatavis. Samal, actually, sorry. Samal is Rosh Hatavis. Siyam is Sefta Ein Lasis. Rak lo l'gmor, rak lo l'sayim. And no, we don't. We want to get all the way till the end and have a Dover Shalem. And we should be Zoicha to taka find in our Voidus Hashem Shlemus. We should be Zoicha to Meya.